Hello, everyone. Welcome to Linux Crazy Podcast. This is podcast number 28, and this is actually another one of those screencasts recorded with GTK, record my desktop. When I play back the sound on these screencasts, the sound is only coming out of the left speaker. When I record with Audacity, I have no problem. The sound comes out both speakers. If anybody has an idea of what might be happening, I would really appreciate it. Now, as far as my learning Python update on that, please join us on Freenode IRC. The channel is pound Python group. And if you would like to learn Python, my nick is CompRookie2000, and I can lead you in the right direction. I'm up to lesson 10 on my community college class. I have also kept track of my progress on the Python group wiki. I will provide a link on linuxcrazy.com to the wiki. If you are a more experienced Python programmer, we could really use your help creating some lessons for us to keep our motivation up. There's about four or five different people that are usually there at Python group, and we kind of go through some different stuff, and it's a lot of fun. Real good people. My friend and fellow podcaster, Verbal, has been a big help when I get in a bind and can't figure something out, and I just wanted to thank you very much, Verbal. And also, check out Verbal's podcast. I'll have a link there, too, for his podcast on linuxcrazy.com. Also, another fellow podcaster and I, Russ W., are going through the book Learning Python, Second Edition. The book is actually from 2003, and I got it pretty cheap on eBay, but it doesn't seem to affect me in my learning. All the code seems to work fine. I'm up to chapter 6, I believe, and I'm currently using Python 2.5.2, and that book is by Mark Lutz and David Asker. And if you check around, you can probably pick up a copy pretty cheap. It's a great book for getting started learning Python. Also, Russ W. has a great podcast at the Techie Geek. It's called the Techie Geek. It's at thetechiegeek.com. Check it out. He's way more professional than I am. He also does a podcast for DistroWatch, and that's a real nice podcast also. So check out his site. You'll really enjoy his podcast. Once I get a little more used to Python and feel a little more comfortable, my next step or goal is to tackle the book Core Programming by Wesley Chun. But that'll be a little bit more down the road. So if you want to contact me, my email address is david@linuxcrazy.com. So the next is we'll go ahead and move on to this Hacker Gotcha. We're going to create one with the GIMP, and this is a lot of fun. Most people create them with what you do is you take a picture of yourself, and then you create your Hacker Gotcha, and then you can post it on your website or use it for an avatar, put it on your blog, whatever you want. So let's go ahead and get started. As I was growing up, one of my favorite shows was The Three Stooges, and my favorite character of all was Curly. So I'm going to create a Hacker Gotcha from Curly. We used to listen to The Three Stooges every day after school, at junior college, and in high school. We used to be on at 4 o'clock every day, and a bunch of us would get together, and it was a lot of fun. So first thing we want to do is go down here, and we need to go ahead and increase this. Okay, that looks pretty good. And now, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but you'll get the general idea. So we want to go to Tools, Pass. So we're going to go here and we're going to outline this. And like I said, I'm not going to take a whole lot of time. You can get real precise with this. If you ever make a mistake or something, you can just drag these little anchors. These are called, we're adding anchors. These little anchors, you can drag these little anchors around. So go down here. hope this works out all right. These screencasts are a little bit of a pain in the neck. The reason being is that there's actually no way that I have figured out how to edit them. So if you make a mistake, you have to start all over again, which is really a pain in the neck. Now, I have figured out how to pause them. In the docs, it said when you wanted to pause them, you go to curl alt P, but that didn't work. So luckily, I was just fooling around. And when you start GTK Record Your Desktop, in the top right-hand side, I'm using GNOME, so up on the panel on the top right, there's a little icon, and it's got it right now. It's got a little square, which means that if I press that, it's going to stop it. Before you get started, it has a red dot, and when you start that to record. But I found if I right-click on that little square, it actually pauses it. So that works out pretty good. All right, here we got our pass all done. So we're going to go to Select from Path. Now we're going to go to Layer, Transparency, Add Alpha Channel. Then we're going to go here to Select, Invert. Okay. Then we're going to go to here to Select and Clear. Then we're going to go over here, and hopefully this works. Yep. Shadow, Drop Shadow. And we're going to go here. Okay. No, that didn't work for some reason. Let's see, I don't know why. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and undo this. Undo drop shadow. Now we've got that. Let's go ahead here and image auto corrupt. Try it again. Might have to save it first. See what it's doing? It's creating a drop shadow around this side here. Let's go ahead and undo this. All right, now we got it. What I had to do was I had to save it and then open it back up again. So let's go ahead and save this. Let's see how it looks now. There it is. All right. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. And we'll see you probably in a couple weeks. I'll do another one. Maybe I'll do a regular podcast. I've got one guy, a Gen 2 user, that we're going to try to get together and do an interview with. He runs some servers for his job that are running Gen 2, and it should be pretty interesting. So I'll keep you informed, and we'll see you later. Bye.